So you were telling me about how Anna Irbe was different. Was different from the other missionaries.
How she was treated?
Different. She was
different.
I don't think that she was.
Did you lose the trend and then?
She was very highly esteemed. This is her dear friends were at Paladam, the hordes.
Hordes, oh yes.
Yes.
Nē, nu viņa vienkārši runā par to, ka jūs teicāt, ka viņa drusciņ citādi uzvedās, kā visi tie citi Eiropas
misionāri un tā.
Viņa runā par to, ka jūs sakat, ka viņa drusciņ citādi uzvedās, citādi, nu, ja tā attieksamība, drusciņ citādāk nekā Eiropas misionāri. Viņa prasa par to jautāt.
No, she was, but she was my, of course, perhaps they thought it is strange not to have this comfort as the Europeans are always dragging along with them.
Yes, yes.
For instance, there were some, it was in a, such an assembly where there were something, there were several guests together, and I went round Karunagarpuri exactly as Anna Irbe, with no hat on my head, and in a very midday heat, and I didn't find it depressing. Somebody noticed it and said, "What are you doing? Put on your topi. Are you Anna Irbe?" And they can go with no hat at all. Yes, there is very, very much exaggerations in those special circumstances,
yes, yes,
which must be taken, and that so was it with them, as he advised me to put on the topi in the car.
So we stopped for a bit, or not?
And I was traveling all this round me. I really stayed in such a round. First I went to the Danes, to Candelore, to Hirvanamole.
Oh yes.
Very impressive, very, very devoted in their work.
Nielsen.
Bitte?
To the Nielsens? In Hirvanamole, Nielsen?
I don't remember the names, yeah. But there were many missionaries. One thing I remember, it was the night service. We were then assembled in the darkness already in the evening, and there was a crowd of people, and a blind old man sung gospel long times, incessantly, and it always reminds me, if the people are speaking about the New Testament, how it is possible that Jesus' speeches are preserved. It mustn't be literary compositions or so on. But those criticists don't take in mind one thing, that the people of old and the people not corrupted by the so-called culture, as for instance the simple Indian village man. They have quite a different gift to remember.
Yeah, that's true.
Those Andrew's speeches and the Gospel of St. John's, for me, now are without any doubt. I heard this man sing gospel. It was, I can't tell you, we were there for an hour. He sung incessantly. What has done Homer so in his times? All this now written foliant he was reciting by heart. And so it is. Now we are now trusting on the mechanics.
Books, yes,
we have
yes.
No
memory.
Trained memory at all.
Yes.
We
that's
have it
true.
Only somewhere in a nutshell crammed, and we know all what is in the of any interest in the world. It doesn't work, it doesn't need. No.
So can you say something about my father, Reverend Stephen, when you saw him in Karunanagapuri in 1938? You saw Reverend you met Reverend Stephen?
Yes.
Tell me about him.
About your father?
Yeah, my father.
First of all, it is, of course, that the comparison, as much as I had to compare, it can be otherwise. He must be admired. Anna Irbe sometimes, in such, so to say, upturned way, had said, yes, Reverend Stephen can be detained from his activities only if he gets ill, so to say.
Yes.
But then it all, even that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. He is energy and movement all the time. He was quite an outstanding personality among the personalities, the persons I have met and knew there. They were good, normal people doing their part of a necessary and good work, but there was nothing more to see.
Mm.
He really was an episcopal personality. Combined with an intense evangelist, looking through the problems, the plans and the propositions. I knew it only partly, as I was not all the time incessantly in Karunanagapuri, I was traveling about, and not all I was understanding and even knowing about how the things are going on. He was interested in everything. We were together in the excursion to Travancore.
Oh, I remember, yes.
Beg pardon?
My father said that, I remember, yes.
Yes.
Go on.
Yes. By yes, Reverend Stephen, Anna Irbe, Mrs. Hart. No, I don't know anymore. That was this group. And who was the driver. We were looking at the scenery, I looked at the villages, at the people. In many respects, they were different from Tamil Nadu. Nature was quite different, this rich and moist climate producing good crops and so on. The people who were, one could see, they were they have better living, one can see. They have more things around them which supports their food. That's all right, and very much good things. What happened? The impressions. At this teachers' meeting, which we are regularly, Reverend Stephen is referring to the teachers, to the village teachers. You all have some piece of land around your heart. Plant this and that and thus. You wouldn't need to buy your chilies, you would have them at your threshold. You can very simply do this work, it would take not much time and so on. Explaining them this way of self-support and the way how to manage it and to foster them to start it. This he took it from and he related about Travancore, how the people are living there, what they are doing, how they are doing, and why they are better fed and so on and so on and so on. So he was interested in everything of need and use. Yes. Not simply looking at and nodding with his head, yes, it is interesting, let's go forward. No, I don't know much. That was, of course, this was the only thing he was referring to. Not only that.
Okay, we'll stop with this.
Anna Irbe several times expressed her admiration. And he can't even buy a bag of rice, not having first evangelized.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we stop it.